I flagged this on Monday when I issued a statement in advance of the government meeting yesterday when they decided to reduce expenditure by 100 million, including funds for community hospitals. And of course, my worst fears were founded today when Minister McHugh announced that these hospitals were affected. Back last November, we met with the Minister of State, who attended a meeting in Ballybofey last year, went to St Urlar, went to Lifford, and there was no issues at all. But I was extremely worried over the last number of weeks. I was getting very vague answers. It was parliamentary speak, and it was indicating to me that the projects were in jeopardy. This is not good enough. We're waiting here a considerable time, and we're not prepared to accept this. We're being told 3 months or 6 months, but we must remember another 300 to 400 million have to be found over the next number of years, and will the government then reduce funding to the Department of Health, and the Donegal hospitals will be affected once more?
And all these community hospitals have already waited long enough for improvements to be carried out.
Well, I flagged this, first of all, this time 3 years ago, prior to the election, when the former minister with responsibility, Kathleen Lynch, announced the capital plan, and there was zero for St Urlar, zero for Lifford and Remelton. And after that, of course, we had numerous meetings. We had the march in Ballybofey just 3 years ago today, and I'm extremely worried, but I think it's wrong, and it's wrong of a minister in the county to have sat around the cabinet table and allowed his colleagues to shave that monies off the health department, and of course Donegal suffers.